I will not be long this morning. But with the Lord's laid on my heart, it's something very small. Very small, but very powerful and very sobering. Y'all pray for me. I will not be long. Long at all. It's been a good service this morning, and I'd hate to ruin it. I haven't talked to Brother Andy or anybody about the service this morning, but if you would, turn over to James chapter number 4. While you're turning there, I'll begin praying. Dear most kindly, gracious Heavenly Fathers, we come to you again. Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we stand on holy ground this morning. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all you do for us. Lord, I pray that you put your hand upon me. Lord, I pray that you touch me and touch the people around me, Lord, that they might be able to go a little bit further and go longer. Lord, that they might love you to the fullest ability. And Lord, that they might last 50 years. They might last 71 years, 72, maybe even 100 if it be your will. And Lord, I pray that you'd help me stay strong, that I might be alive and lead others to you. We're asking it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, it says in verse number 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I won't say nothing right yet. I don't have no liberty. But as we go over to Matthew chapter number 16. I'm sorry, church. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it, church, but I'll just say it to you. Don't lay no treasures up here on this earth. But lay it up in heaven. For the eternal things shall last. That's not word for word what the scripture says, but that's the sum of it. Brother Randy spent his whole life laying up treasures in heaven, just one person at a time, one soul at a time. He said, I'm pretty sure there's been days, Brother Randy, where you've just kept saying, just one more soul. Just one more soul. Amen. Some people don't know how much strength that takes. Some people don't know what it's like to not have nobody to run to. Nobody that'll listen. It says life is like a vapor. But in the present, it seems like eternity sometimes. You don't know how you're going to get out. And like our sister said, you can find peace in the storm, but that storm, it's awful. It's awfully discouraging. Peter was walking on the water just fine until he started looking at the waves and he started listening to the wind. And he started thinking about the what ifs. What if I drown? What if he can't save me? What if I die? What if I go under? What if I'm overtaken by the storm? Is he still going to be able to save me? Is he still going to be able to get me out of this? But friend, if you stick with it long enough,
Amen.
He'll be able to pull you out, even if you do fall underneath. He'll be able to take you back to that ship. And before you know it, that storm will cease, the waves will calm down. Ain't nothing like it. That's the thing about it. This life is like a vapor. But a dandelion, when you blow on it, them seeds, they scatter. It seems like nothing. It seems like nothing's happening. But before you know it, if you wait long enough, you'll see the good. That's the thing about it. You live long enough for the Lord, you'll see some bad. I ain't going to tell you you ain't. But you know what? You'll also see some good. You'll see souls saved. You'll see families get back together. You'll see drunkards get back in church, the backslidden back in church, doing right. And you know what? If you have the light, you can't help but spread it. There's something wrong with a tree that ain't bearing fruit. That'll preach. I don't think we'll get into that this morning, but... Oh, my. I bet you've seen a lot of trees with fruit, Brother Randy. And I'm pretty sure you've seen some trees without any fruit. I wouldn't even call them trees. I'd call them dead. Much less even planted. But to bear fruit, you must be rooted. To last 50 years, you must be rooted. To last a day, you must be rooted. I'm not getting loud this morning. It's very sobering, and I hope it's clicking in your minds. You must get close to God, and you must commit to Him if you want to last 50 years or even a week or 5 seconds in this thing, or you will surely sink. Your life is like a vapor. You may think it's eternity. I'm only 18 years old. And it seems like eternity, but looking back now, the 18 years that have passed and done gone on, I can't do nothing about them. The people I met, I can't say nothing more to them. It's done gone. It's done left. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. You may not have tomorrow, so quit worrying about it. But you have today. Today is a gift.
Amen.
Brother Randy, I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. 50 years. I come from a long generation of Christians. And I've seen many people just drift off. You may say, 50 years, oh, that's nothing. 60 years, that's nothing. The big span of things, it is. 50 years consistently to the Lord, that takes some root, and that takes some... You know what? For a plant to grow, it needs some soil, and then it needs some water. It needs some taking care of. It needs some pruning. Some pruning. It hurts. But Randy, you've probably witnessed some pruning, some hurting times. But you know what it takes? It takes some growing. The churches you've pastored, there might have been a slump in the number, but I'm pretty sure you've seen some growing. Some people might have gotten mad, but let's just say a tree trunk, it gets in the way of another tree trunk. One tree trunk can't grow because that tree trunk's in the way. It's taking its water. It's taking up its place. One bad church member could ruin a whole church if it ain't careful. And it takes a pastor to root that thing up and get it out. Shame on any of you church members that are causing him any trouble or this church any trouble. I'm just a preacher. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not anybody. I'm just trying to give you what the Lord laid on my heart. But your life is like a vapor. It's too short to get mad at anybody. Brother Randy, you've probably wanted to spat off at some people just because they got on your nerves. I have. We all have. Your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, even your parents, grandparents. I find myself fussing at my grandparents a lot, if I'm being honest. But you want to know something? It's nothing to fuss about. It's wasting time being mad at each other. A relationship, you want to get mad at your wife or your girlfriend or your spouse, and you'll end up going a night without talking. And if it ain't resolved, you'll go a week without talking. Week turns into months. Months could turn into years. A house is a house. A home is a home. Life is too short to be mad. Life is too short to not do something for the Lord. Life is too short to just exist. You might be saved, friend, but you might be cold. You might be mad, you might be bitter at the Lord, or you might just be sitting on the pew, just every Sunday in the routine. That's an awful place to be, friend. Any place without the Lord is an awful place to be. I wish I could preach like I want to preach. I haven't obeyed the Lord. But church, listen to me. Life is too short to be bitter, to not do anything for the Lord. I'm sure those 50 years he didn't just sit on a church pew, get up and say a few encouraging words. I'm sure there were some hard things he had to say, some encouraging things he had to say, but it took some hard times, it took some good times, and it just took consistency. That's the key. Consistency is key. My friend, life is too short. You must shine your light to the world if you want to lay up your treasures in heaven. But life is too short. The service has been good this morning. If y'all want to come get a song real quick, just I'll leave this with y'all. Life is too short to not do something for the Lord.